Welcome to 2 Minutes in Trade, where we interpret the latest trade news to help you understand the impact on your business. For a comprehensive background on the issues discussed today, please visit strtrade.com.
Today is Thursday, March the 14th. Happy Pi Day! I'm Nicole Bivens-Collinson, Managing Principal and Operating Committee Member at Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg. Four versions and counting. That's how many bills specifically target the de minimis or 321 entries so far. And we understand at least two more bills may surface soon. So what do these bills have in common, or how are they different? First, let's look at the Import Security and Fairness Act, or H.R. 4148, a bipartisan bill in the House, and its companion bill, S-2004, also bipartisan. This bill would ban participation to countries that are both non-market economies and are on the USTR's IPR priority watch list. Currently, only China fits that description. It would prohibit importers that have been suspended or debarred from using 321, and it would require additional data elements for all de minimis packages. Next, the De Minimis Reciprocity Act of 2023, or S-1969, is a bipartisan bill from Senators Cassidy, Republican from Louisiana, and Baldwin, Democrat from Wisconsin, that reduces the $800 threshold to match the de minimis threshold limit in the country of origin for the imported good. It outright bans China and Russia. It requires an annual list of countries ineligible for the de minimis for failure to adhere to the UFLPA transshipment from a country on the list or exporting counterfeit goods. It establishes a re- or nearshoring account. It limits who can facilitate a de minimis import and requires specific data on all packages entering the U.S. Third, we have the Americas Act, S-3878, and its companion bill, H.R. 7571. We discussed this yesterday. It has an updated version of S-1969. It still has the reciprocity component as before. It adds more countries to the blacklist. For example, those who are ranked Tier 3 on the Trafficking in Persons list. It keeps the re- and nearshoring account and limits who can make de minimis entries and requires more data, but it also makes FTZs eligible to transact de minimis entries. And then another one that is coming, it's a bill that is circulating but not yet introduced, is going to be sponsored by Senator Braun, and we understand it's entitled the Ensure Accountability in De Minimis Act of 2024, which would limit the parties who can enter de minimis shipments. It modifies the penalties for fraud, gross negligence, and negligence. It requires more data elements on all entries, and reports on illegally entered goods seeking the de minimis treatment must be submitted to Congress. As I said, there may be other bills, and we can expect to see those introduced soon. What is clear, at least in my opinion, is that 321 de minimis entries and how they are entered will change in some form and likely during this Congress.
With professionals in 9 offices, Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg is the largest international trade, customs, and export law firm in the world. This is for informational purposes only and is not legal advice. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. Ask us to send you free written information about our qualifications and experience. Email us at messages@strtrade.com.